good and divine exploits. Daniel 11:32 is our foundational scripture. They that do know their God shall be strong. Tonight I want to speak on a message titled, I am too relevant to be ignored. Wherever you are, whoever you are, I want you to cross your leg and frown your face and speak to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I Funke Felix Adejumo, I'm too relevant to be ignored. I want you to stand up. Take like two or three steps. Put some swag in your steppings. Look for a neighbor that is not jealous. And tell that neighbor, neighbor, I'm too relevant to be ignored. Take your seat. And let us break the bread of life under the leadership of the Holy Spirit tonight. I will soon be done. Life is a mighty and serious game. And every human being, whether you are born again or not, has the opportunity to play this game called life for the first time and the last time at the same time. I'm going to repeat myself in case you missed out something. Life is a mighty game. Life is a serious game. And every human being has the opportunity and the privilege to play this game the first time and the last time at the same time. You've never played this game called life before. This is your first time. And you will never be able to play this game called life again. It's your first and your last. But you are playing at the same time. Therefore, you cannot afford to mess up. You cannot afford to be unserious. You cannot afford to hand over the driver's seat of your life to anybody. Job chapter 12 and verse number 3. And Job chapter 13 verse 2. What you know, I know. I am not inferior to you. It's there in the Bible twice. Job 12:3, Job 13:2. We're talking about divine exploits, which means fulfillment of destiny. We're talking about womanhood, the one that perpetuates humanity. We're talking about womanhood, the crown of God's glory. When I speak about women, as men, we honor you. You are bold and courageous. That's why you came with the bishop to attend our conference. You know, it's our conference. We are hosting you. So, and it's a family meeting. We are talking to ourselves. But you are permitted, wherever I put the gender female, so slash that thing and put your own so you can learn. Let's clap for the courageous men that are here. Young guys, before you get married, make sure that your self-esteem is correct. Stop interrupting God's program in the life of your fiancée because your father didn't allow your mother to shine. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. Principles don't change, but methods change. Things are shifting. Don't die in the wilderness in the name of culture. Who says as a man you can't cook? Who says you are married to a slave? And to even make matters worse, you are now angry. Your wife cooked, you are now angry. For 3 days you will not eat. Uncle, you are not hungry. When you are hungry, you go and microwave the food. Need you to survive. That's all. It is pride to think you are self-sufficient. We need each other. You may be a teacher, a lecturer in the university. You can't be ignored. I may be selling sardine in the marketplace. I'm important. I'm relevant. I may be selling pap. Without my pap, you can't have your akara. I don't know what to call it here. I'm important. I'm special. You may be fat. You may be slim. All of us cannot be fat. And all of us cannot be slim. Life is a coat of many colors. It will be too boring if all of us are slim or all of us are. So we have the mixture. You roll your own, I walk my own. But together, one body. One body. Please talk to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you may have what I don't have, but I have what you don't have. You are not bold enough. Tell another person, I am too relevant, important to be ignored. You cannot ignore me. This is Sarah that you cannot kill, I will kill. The one I cannot kill, you will kill. And together we'll be one. I don't know if you know that song, I love you, I need you to survive. I wait for you, you pray for me, I love you, I need you to survive. So we are releasing words into the atmosphere. I love you and I need you to survive. You be the one to sew my outfit. You be the one to make my hair. You be the one to pray and cover me. You be the one to teach my children in school. So you are very important. Very relevant. You cannot be ignored. I love you. I need you to survive. Everybody sing it.
I love you.
I need you to
survive.
I'm teaching you. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I love you.
I need you to survive.
Sing it again.
I love you. I need you to survive.
Now look at the next thing I want to say. I won't harm you with words from my mouth.
I love you. I need you to survive.
You know, we are spiritual people. As we are singing that song, somebody is feeling healed. So you need me. So I'm important. Because their husbands told them they are ugly. They are this, they are that. The devil has bombarded them with all sorts of lies. Now we are telling them that they are important. I won't harm you with words from my mouth.
I love you. I need you to
sing it again.
Survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive.
For the next 60 seconds, maybe 2 or 3, I want you to hold your hands and pray for each other. I don't want a long link. I want you to form a circle. If you are two, face yourself. If you are three, face. So break and have two. I want two, or three. I don't want four. Two, or three. Pray in tongues if you don't know what to pray. Pray. Whether you are in the choir, whether you are an usher, pray for somebody. Pray. Malebo shattered. I break the yoke over your life, the yoke of rejection. You will do exploits.